Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 34 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, brought to you by the world's best resource for training hockey players, HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. I'm your host, Brian Sippets. If you'd like to contact me with questions about today's show, you can reach me at HockeyStrengthPodcast@gmail.com. If you haven't checked in with HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, right now we have over 800 articles, webinars, videos, and training programs all dedicated to improving the strength, power, and health of hockey players. So definitely check it out if you're a strength and conditioning professional, a hockey coach, or a hockey family. We know you're going to find a lot of really useful information from the top hockey strength and conditioning coaches in the NHL, NCAA, and private facilities. If you're new to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you can gain instant access to our members-only content for just $1 for the first 7 days. After that first week, you're going to want to stay on board for all of our newest content for just $14.95 a month, or you can get 2 months free by investing for the year at just $149. So take a look. There's a ton of great information that's going to help you and your players. We know you're going to love all that content. On today's episode of the Hockey Strength Podcast, we're going to be talking to hockey strength and conditioning coach at Ferris State University, Dave Sensor. Coach Sensor is responsible for the Bulldogs strength and conditioning program, as well as training the team's goaltenders. So we're going to tap into that expertise and learn a little bit more about how we should be training our goalies. As some of you know, Dave is going to be presenting at the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on April 23rd, 2016. This is a live event hosted by us at HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, and it's going to be held at Advantage Strength and Conditioning in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This was an awesome event last year, and we had a great response from the participants, so it's definitely something we want to continue to build on year after year. Right now, you can head to GreatLakesHockeyStrength.com to get more information about Dave's presentation, and also check out all the other great coaches that are going to be joining us. Other speakers this year include Devin McConnell from UMass Lowell, Joe Maher from the University of Michigan, physical therapist and return-to-play specialist Greg Roskovensky, and one more special guest that we're not quite ready to reveal yet. Another thing we're definitely going to continue from last year is the social at the end of the clinic. That ended up being the best way to close out the day, and we had a chance to meet a lot of the participants and talk about the business we all love. It was just a great time, an awesome way to close out the day. So we're really looking forward to that. Like last year, the first couple rounds are on us, so that's a tradition we're going to keep alive. To get you guys ready for the clinic, or to give you a taste of what the clinic is like, we're going to start releasing videos of last year's presentations on the site. Right now, we've posted Steve McGregor's presentation on quantifying on-ice performance and Justin Rothlingscheffer's presentation on using data to drive performance. In the coming weeks, we'll be posting more of last year's clinic, so keep an eye out for those. If you're not a member of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, remember you can try us out for just $1 for the first week. So it's really easy to join for the week. Check out those videos and all the other great content on the site. All right, well, that's enough about us. Let's get started with Ferris State's Dave Sensor. All right, guys, leading up to this year's Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on April 23rd, we are talking to our guests for the clinic. Today we have Coach Dave Sensor from Ferris State University joining us. Coach Sensor, how you doing?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Great, thanks. Yeah, you guys are hanging out down there in Bowling Green, getting ready for the Falcons tonight.
Yeah, we are. I'm actually at the rink right now, and we're down here. It's the second to last weekend of our regular season in the WCHA, so we're down here for a couple pretty big games. We're both in the top four in our conference, so we're both kind of battling it out for good spots here at the end.
Ah, that's great stuff. I love that. So you're going to be presenting at the Great Lakes Clinic this year, and we're excited to have you. You know, you've been at Ferris for quite a while. Tell us a little bit about how you got started there, and I know you've worked your way through a couple of different positions. Talk a little bit about how you got there to Ferris and your trip there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually grew up in Big Rapids, Michigan, so the same town where Ferris State is. So that was kind of my original tie to the program. And when I finished my my undergrad degree, I got a job just working in town, and I was really, really fortunate that Bob Daniels, the head coach at Ferris State, who's been there for well over 20 years now, and he's a real staple in the community. He brought me on originally as a volunteer assistant coach while I was beginning my grad school studies. So that allowed me the opportunity to work in a little bit of a different capacity. You know, and initially I came in and I worked with the goaltenders in that kind of capacity because I had an experience as a goaltender myself. So, you know, I did that with the goalies, and I was able to, I focused a lot on video as well. This is kind of a catch-all position almost at Ferris because at the time they just had two assistant coaches and the head coach, and they didn't have anyone else to really handle, you know, things like video or strength and conditioning. And it gave me an opportunity, you know, as a volunteer assistant to begin really working with the strength and conditioning, which is what I really wanted to get into. And, you know, at the time I was just out of school, I had finished, you know, I just got my CSCS, and, you know, I was really excited to kind of get started. And that's kind of where the journey began. And, you know, within a year or two, I was really, really fortunate that Coach Daniels saw the value instantly in the strength and conditioning aspect and what that really brought to the table for the program. That's something that at the time, this is kind of back in like 2004, 2005, 2006. At a time, you know, no one had done that at Ferris. I was actually the first really strength and conditioning coach for any of the sports there. So, you know, it was an instant recognition of that value, and I just eternally grateful to Coach Daniels, and he did a lot of work on his own. He went out and did a lot of fundraising to get this to become a full-time position, and once he was able to get that funding and get that sorted away, you know, I was offered that spot as a full-time, you know, hockey strength and conditioning coach at Ferris, and it's just been an awesome experience for me. And then at the time, I stayed at Ferris then for about 4 years, and left for one season. I got an opportunity to work in the Chicago Blackhawks organization with the Rockford IceHogs, their American Hockey League team. And again, that was kind of an interesting opportunity that came up because it was a new position there too. So they had never really had someone around you know, beyond just having a head coach and one assistant coach on the staff there. So I went out there for a year, and, you know, it was a great learning experience and a great organization. And then at the end of the day, though, my heart was really at Ferris and in college hockey, and I was lucky enough that that position came almost instantly available to me again as well. So I was able to come back to Ferris, which works out great. My wife and I are actually both grew up in Grand Rapids. So we're both from the area, and it's been a great run since I got back. Now it's been, I believe, like 6 years now, and you know, we've been fortunate enough to have some teams that have gone on, and you know, the Frozen Four to play in the national championship game back in 2012. We won a couple of league titles in the WCHA and CCHA, so it's been a lot of fun. But I definitely owe the whole thing to Coach Daniels at Ferris for really you know, believing in me and believing in what I was selling to the players and being on board from day one in terms of just a total 180 in terms of the culture with our off-ice training. And you know, he jumped in with the rest of the staff to just wholeheartedly with full support right from that first day. And it's really, really been a fun ride with over the last, you know, 10 plus years at Ferris.
Dave, did you say as late as like 2004 or 2005 there was no like strength and conditioning program at Ferris?
Correct. Yes. And so at the time, back then, it was just actually one of the assistant coaches just kind of ran it based on things he had been doing, you know, back when he was in school, which was probably, you know, in the 1980s. So it was kind of an antiquated type program. And so some of the things that I was bringing in, you know, I got some raised eyebrows at first, but, you know, luckily I had that faith, you know, from the complete staff. They, you know, right away they all said, yeah, you know, just take it, run with it. We trust you. We believe in you. And then as soon as those results started showing up almost immediately, you know, right away, they really just believe that much more. And, but yeah, correct. I was actually the first one. And even to this day, there's not a, department-wide strength and conditioning, coach for the Division II sports. Ferris State's kind of a weird school because we're like Lake State or Northern or Michigan Tech, in our conference, where we have Division I hockey, but then Division II sports you know, for everything else. So the football, the, you know, men's sports like basketball, women's sports, basketball, soccer, things like that, are Division II. And even at this time, it's just kind of a piecemeal project amongst us in the athletic department to get those sports covered. So it's been a little bit, you know, behind the times, maybe, so to speak, at Ferris. But the one thing that we're doing that I'm really, really excited about is we're working on a project right now to build a brand new strength and conditioning facility for all of our sports. But, you know, obviously hockey would have a huge, huge part in that. And that's something that we're working on, hoping that we can break ground for that in 2017. And it's a 6,500 square foot facility that has really, really been planned with you know, things that I'm very excited about in terms of our equipment and our floor plan and things like that. So, you know, when I look back at it, you know, back in 2004, 2005, when there was no strength coach anywhere on campus, and then, you know, the things that we have ahead of us in the future at Ferris, it's a really exciting time.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you talk about the evolution of training, and a lot of, you know, and when I was in school too, right in that time, like 2000 to 2004, you know, we had somebody who was basically in charge of hockey, but essentially the whole strength and conditioning program came from the football coaches, or the
right.
football strength coach, who was very good. But yeah, we you know, we've seen a lot of changes since then, and I think it's become a really essential position. But that's great that you get to take part in creating a strength and conditioning facility. I mean, that way you're making sure that you're using your XTs to get, you know, what the athletes are going to actually need in there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a really fun and educational process, you know, just being able to be involved in a project of this magnitude, you know, from a design standpoint with the construction teams and, you know, a funding standpoint, you know, with the fundraising people, things like that. But then really just trying to work with every sport beyond hockey and make sure that you know, all the sports, the varsity sports that we have at Ferris are covered with exactly what we need to give those athletes the best chance of success. It's been a very fun process for sure.
Cool. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about your presentation for the Great Lakes Clinic coming up. And we, you know, I saw you speak in Colorado Springs last June at the NSCA's Training for Hockey Clinic out there. And you got a great response, great reviews from a lot of the guests there.
Thanks. That's a lot of fun. That was I love that conference.
Oh yeah.
So it was a real real pleasure to be able to be up there presenting last year.
Oh, that's a great group. Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about training goalies, and I think there's basically two camps, right? So there's, those that see the goalies as athletes and say athletes are going to train as athletes and we don't really need to do anything different, in terms of, you know, what do the goalies need? And then there's, you know, other camps where they're saying, well, the position of goaltender is quite a bit different. So we should be taking some steps to train them appropriately. So where do you sit in that, and how do you work with the goalies at Ferris?
Well, that's a great, great just lead into this, because it is kind of a controversial thing, you know, and there's people that argue both sides of it, and I see the arguments for both sides. But, I, you know, in terms of we do treat the goalies as special at Ferris, just in terms of, you know, their training And, you know, the number one thing I always tell people is the argument that you get, you know, from people that maybe not even inside the strength and conditioning world, maybe, but from the outside is, hey, you know, the goalies are the ones that, you know, they kind of go off to the side and they kind of do their own thing and they throw tennis balls around and, you know, they're stretching and they don't want to add, you know, muscle because they don't want to lose flexibility and all those kind of myths like that. And definitely that could be furthest from the truth of how we train goaltenders at Ferris State. You know, the number one thing that I preach to our guys is goaltenders have to be athletes, and they have to be good athletes. Like, they can't, you know, we're looking for guys that are athletes first. And so we have to train them like athletes, and that means doing explosive lifts. That means strength, you know, traditional strength training type things. That means everything that a normal hockey player or any athlete on any Division I sport, you know, would have to do to train to be successful. So, you know, we kind of take it as an athlete-first approach. But in that being said, you know, there's always things you hear you know, about 80-20 rule, 80-20 this, 80-20 that. Well, I kind of have my own 80-20 rule in terms of the training goaltenders. And that is, you know, hey, like 80% of the training remains the same as our other hockey athletes at Ferris State. So, you know, 80% of the stuff that they do year-round is the exact same thing. But 20% is different. 20% is really specialized training. And I think that that's kind of you know, I didn't go into it with you know, an 80-20 kind of philosophy on it, but it kind of came when I started looking back over what I'd done over the few years. And I've been fortunate to work with some really successful goaltenders at Ferris State. You know, we've had a couple first-team All-Americans, and Pat Nagel, who wound up signing with the Lightning when he left us, Taylor Nelson, who was an All-American and led a championship team, C.J. Mott, who just graduated last year and now is playing within the Buffalo Sabres organization. So, you know, we've had some success with those guys. And when I went back and started looking at saying, hey, you know, what exactly, how do I quantify what I've been doing? I mean, it kind of fell into that 80-20 category where 80% of their training was the same, 20% was different. And then, you know, the different things that you do with that 20%, I think we really, really see some great benefits from it. And, you know, I think if I would have just kept over the years 100% of the training exactly the same for goaltenders, not treated them, you know, differently, hey, would we have had the success? Maybe. I mean, because those are really talented goalies, and obviously the things that they do on the ice, you know, working with the coaching staff and you know, the success and the hard work they put in, you know, maybe they would have been just as good, and maybe they would have just been just as injury-free. But I'd like to believe that, you know, that extra 20% has led to a real reduction in injuries. Or a real chance for these guys to be successful, and as a result for our team to be successful, and then, you know, for these guys to go on and you know, be successful at the pro level as well. So, you know, I kind of do just tackle it with, hey, there are some things that need to change to be more specific, and then some things that, that you know, the bulk of the things remain the same. That's changing these guys to be, you know, exceptional athletes first and foremost.
Yeah, you know, anybody who has put the pads on in an off day or you know, done the old switcheroo and played goalie once or twice in a couple scrimmages over the summer, anybody will tell you that the conditioning is much, much different than what you know, players go through essentially. Do you condition them differently from the other players, or are they doing the basically the same team strength and conditioning and you know, you're keeping it at that?
On the conditioning, yeah, you know, it is different because it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you always see hockey as a game of repeat sprint ability, and that is kind of a common theme, you know, in mm-hmm. strength and conditioning for hockey, and, you know, it's repeat sprint ability, and goaltending is exactly the same. It's repeat sprint ability. It's just a completely different kind of sprint, you know, and when you went, you know, and part of my presentation is I have video clips of, you know, a typical, like, forward or defenseman and what they take, you know, what their shifts are like in terms of duration of movement, and then taking a shift for the exact same amount of time and looking at the goaltender and what they do and the movements they have to make. And, you know, it's just, it couldn't be more different. You know, forward, it's a lot of forward skating, start, stops, you know, explosive movements such as, you know, once you stop, you know, being able to quickly change direction and do something, you know, go the other way. You know, a defenseman, you know, hey, it might be, you know, explosive movements going back to retrieve a puck or, you know, playing a one-on-one situation. A goaltender, you know, what they're doing is, yeah, they're making explosive movements. It's repeat sprint ability, all that kind of stuff, but it's all lateral movement for the most part. So, you know, yeah, we do, you know, in terms of the energy systems and the actual conditioning, you know, so some of it's going to be the same, like the base training mode of our season, you know, when we're working on work capacity, things like that, it's very much the same. And then, but what we find is, you know, what I've done over the years is as we get closer and closer to the season, you know, I start to really work these guys in a different way in terms of, you know, the conditioning aspect. And, you know, just with a real, real focus as we prepare the season on lateral movements, which carries over their strength training as well, not just their conditioning. And then one of the things that is just a real pet peeve of mine is, you know, when if you go out and you watch a team conditioning skit at any level, you know, and it winds up happening because, you know, coaches love, you know, when they're skating players, have everybody skating. They want to have the goalies. They want to have them, you know, doing things different. They want them skating back and forth. But, you know, there's really, at the end of the day, pretty minimal value. Once you get to a high level of hockey and you're doing an elite level goaltender, so like someone at the college or major junior or, you know, professional level, having these guys just you know, skate sprints, quote unquote, or do a conditioning skate with the team. So one thing I've really, really focused on over the years is trying to come up with conditioning drills you can do on the ice, you know, when the team's doing a conditioning skate, or if you have goaltenders out there separately, doing some things that really work those energy systems in a way that's really position specific in terms of the movement. So, you know, if you're a forward and you're out, you know, and you're skating mountains or something like that, yeah, that's great. because that's very specific to what you're going to be doing in a game. If you're a goaltender, to have them get like a mountain type sequence really doesn't make a lot of sense because that's not the kind of stuff they're doing in a game. So I've tried to come up with some different things that, you know, really, really mimic what they have to do in the games. And, you know, that'll be a big part of the presentation down in Ann Arbor that I'm really excited about, is walking through some of those on-ice things you can do to condition, but to keep it, you know, the movement specific and then the real work-to-rest ratio specific as well.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I think, you know, there's coaches at every level who are going to benefit from this because, you know, and honestly, as a coach myself, a lot of times if you don't have, you know, assistants that know the goaltender position, or if you don't have, you know, any other staff that can help out, really, maybe your only option is to have them skate with the team, you know. And
right.
So, you know, having this kind of information and seeing these videos and having maybe even you as a resource down the road, you know, that's going to be awesome for coaches, especially here in the Detroit area where there's so much hockey and, you know, so many teams and can really start producing some great goaltending.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're lucky because, you know, we've had some great goaltenders, especially in the collegiate level, come from the Detroit area and just really all throughout Michigan. So, you know, to have a chance to really kind of spread this message and hopefully, you know, and I always say when I present, especially on a topic like this, I want it to be more of a discussion. You know, people won't always agree with everything you say because there's going to be people that still at the end of the day are going to leave this and say, hey, no way, goalies should treat the same no matter what. That's great. Like, I'm not there to try to, you know, twist your arm and say, hey, you have to go back and do this. So, you know, hopefully it's a great exchange of ideas and people come in with an open mind and willing to hear what I have to say and, you know, share their opinions as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dave. And, honestly, really looking forward to your presentation. For me, seeing it again, and just the videos are so useful, and the, you know, just seeing the caliber of goaltenders that you're working with, it's great to see. So, really looking forward to your presentation, and good luck tonight against the Falcons.
Thanks, Brian. Looking forward to it as well, and can't wait to get down there and talk some hockey strength and conditioning with everyone. Should be a lot of fun.
Well, guys, that does it for the 34th episode of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Dave Sensor for joining us. I think all of us who were not goaltenders have a lot to learn about the position, so Dave's presentation is going to be a really valuable addition to this year's lineup. Guys, if you could, please follow us on Twitter, @joinusathsc. We just got started. We want to make sure you know about it. We're also on Facebook. We share a lot of information on social media that doesn't make the site, so check it out for more great content about training your hockey players. Also, remember to head to GreatLakesHockeyStrength.com to register for the clinic. You can also register and save your seat for the free pre-conference on April 22nd. That's a Friday night before the clinic. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is Brian Sippets for the Hockey Strength Podcast. Until next time, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's best resource for training hockey players. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.